listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. The coal royalty scheme is being blamed for a five-fold decline in confidence for the future of our state's resources sector. The latest State of the Sector report from the Queensland Resources Council claims 60% of CEOs are now less confident about the future compared to 10% at the same time last year. QRC Chief Executive Ian McFarlane says the impacts from the revised tax don't only affect the coal mining industry.
When you see a dramatic change in the regulatory framework in a state or country, then investors step back and take a second look.
The state government says taxes paid during periods of high coal prices will support essential infrastructure and services. Experts are worried more Queensland kids are getting hooked on vaping. The state government has launched an inquiry into how many young people have taken up the habit, with new stats showing 80% of Queenslanders support tougher action. Associate Professor Tim O'Deartrick from Griffith University is a vaping expert. He says the first step is to ban disposable vapes from flooding the market.
And then we need to make sure that obviously as a black market will thrive potentially, we need to make sure there's some serious enforcement and there's consequences for those that are actually trading these types of product.
And schools, businesses and community groups across Mackay will be sporting a splash of colour today in support of the Ronald McDonald House Charities Colour for Kids campaign. It's all aimed at raising funds to support the almost 4,000 sick kids the charity's North Australian branches care for every year. To sport now, it's a clash of basketball rivals as the new NBL 1 North season begins tonight in Mackay. Our Meteors and Meteorettes will take on CQ rivals, the Rockhampton Rockets and Cyclones. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mackay and Whitsunday's local news and add to your favourites now.